Well, we're in the midst of our campaign. We were doing, I got to tell you, it's 41 years and we're still Bleine Hara doing well, thank God. We're already at 70% of our goal. And our good friend Phil Rosen is among those people that are proud to publicly pledge support for JM and the AM and the work that we do every single day. You know, it's funny. I was thinking the other day that the Rosen family is so well known for so many different causes, but they, of course, are very well known for the publications. So many great religious publications that we use on a daily basis from our friends at Art Scroll and Beyond that are, you know, literal, actual, you know, products that are produced and used by Jews everywhere. And we are more in the abstract in terms of inspiring people and in terms of giving people news and information and making them feel great every single morning. And yet they have no problem supporting this type of cause as well. Phil Rosen is with us live via telephone. He's, of course, tremendous activist and community leader, has been associated with Likud and Prime Minister Netanyahu for many, many years, and he's with us live via telephone. Phil, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nassim. It's great to be with you.
Isn't that interesting? In tribute to so many people in the Rosen family, in your heritage, you have gone ahead and you have sponsored and presented so many different works, literary works, important works that are used on a daily basis throughout the world. And that's obviously a very practical and concrete method of giving. There's a product being produced. And yet here, this abstract inspiration and this incredible concept of giving people a certain mood to wake up in and a certain attitude to have in the morning and news and information they need. You have no problem supporting that type of cause either.
Not just no problem. I'm very proud to support what you do, Nachum. I think that you provide people with the information and the knowledge that they need to be out there fighting the fight. I think the one thing is Jews today have to be more than just davening from the Art Scroll Yitzchak Yair Siddur. You have to be much more than that. You have to be out there fighting the fight. And I think there is a fight. Anti-Semitism has become, you know, pervasive much more than it was since World War II. And I think that we need to be there. Everybody needs to be prepared to fight. And you give them the knowledge and the ability to do that. And I think kol hakavod to you, and I hope you keep doing it for another 50 years.
Oh, amen to that. Amen to that. Phil Rosen with us live via telephone. So, look, you're with us every once in a while to discuss what's happening in this interesting world of ours. There are people who would be frustrated if I brought you on only to speak about our fundraiser and not get your opinion on some of the things that are going on. You said something so interesting to me the other day off the air that I've been thinking about, and I think my response to you was also very interesting, and I'll get your reaction to both. You said to me, can you imagine what Bibi, under his leadership, in the last 14 months has accomplished? And you said to me, taking out the leaders of every terrorist group, all the real enemies of Israel. You mentioned to me, of course, the beeper attack, which we forget about how significant that was. We talk about the work that now, under his leadership, the IDF is doing to actually secure certain zones. Those who saw the news overnight in terms of the northeast in Syria, what the IDF is planning on doing to secure the borders and to make sure that the people of Israel are safe. And it's good you said that to me, because sometimes, you know, and you and I, we discussed on the air what my initial attitude was toward Bibi when this war started, and it wasn't that favorable. And obviously, you're right, we have to acknowledge what he's done. And then I responded to you, isn't it a shame that no matter what happens, his legacy is going to be whatever happens to the hostages. And this is not to suggest anything, God forbid, is worse than we think. In terms of the hostages, we pray that they're home, obviously, today and certainly before Hanukkah. But isn't it interesting that that's because they are rightfully so high profile in Israel and the world, his legacy is going to be what happens with that situation. So what, now that you and I have had this exchange, what are your impressions of this entire topic?
So I think the last 3 or 4 months have been game changers for Israel and for the world. I think the destroying of several of Israel's major enemies, the showing Iran that Israel can take them on, fight. I think all of that portrays Israel in a different way than it might have been portrayed 4, 5, 6 months ago. I think what happened on October 7th, we can't pull back from that, and we can't say it didn't happen. We can't say that there aren't people all over Israel responsible for what happened.
Right.
But I think I've spent a lot of time in Israel. Every month I go, and I think that the soldiers that I meet with, which I do almost every trip, are a whole different breed of soldiers than I've seen for my entire 68 years. I've seen all the wars, and I've seen all the battlers, the fighters. I think Israel has an amazing army, incredible. But I think that this group of soldiers, this generation, exceeds all boundaries of motivation, of desire, drive, talent, everything. And I think we have so much to be proud of. I think that, what they've done and what Bibi's been obviously leading has been amazing. The Beavers is just one part of the battle.
Right.
But I think the killing of Nasrallah, the killing of all of the Hamas leadership, the destruction of enemies that have been hanging over us and hurting us for so many years. Syria, my uncle, Alav HaShalom, was killed in the 48 war by Syrians.
Wow.
In the Battle of Mishmar Hayarden. So you think about that.
I also thought about you yesterday. not in regard to Syria, but in regard to Saudi Arabia. You have said to us that normalization between Israel and Saudi Arabia is inevitable. Anybody who's been watching the news for the last, year and a half would be very skeptical of that point of view. I am sure you saw the news yesterday and now how close we are toward that normalization.
100%. I've been to Saudi Arabia 6 times, and much of it in the last 2 years. I've been to Saudi Arabia since October 7th. And
really? Wow, that's interesting.
I continue to believe that normalization is not around the corner, but it's going to happen. And I think yesterday was a big step forward.
Yeah.
The fact that they said that they don't need anything on the Palestinian front in order to normalize with Israel. And to me, that means the world. So, I hope that stays. It's possible that they'll lean off of that a little bit, but I believe that it's inevitable, and I think Bibi's going to pull it through, and I think my old client, Mr. Trump, is going to pull it through.
I love it. Yeah, it's inching forward, and it's not even fair to say inching. It's really moving forward at a pretty good pace, and even though it does take some steps back sometimes, as you just alluded to, it does look like it's heading pretty forcefully in that direction. Phil Rosen is with us. Everybody out there, you know why we're here. We are here today and really all through this week for our year-end campaign to give what you can. We're at 70% of our goal, which is pretty amazing for these days, frankly. There have been some amazing and very, very generous donations. We thank all of you for recognizing what we do here on a daily basis. really 7 days a week since we have programming Saturday night and Sunday. Pretty cool. And Phil Rosen is joining me and encouraging everybody. I'm really going to put you on the spot now, Phil, because a lot of people have said, and I'm sure you've heard this, a lot of people have said over the last 14 months, I got to concentrate on giving to Israel. And I get that, and believe you me, personally, we've also, you know, moved in that direction. But we've got to leave over something for the causes that bridge the gap between the diaspora and Israel. So even someone like yourself, who I'm sure, without even checking with you, has been really paying attention philanthropically to what's happening in the Holy Land, I would hope that you'd encourage people to remember that causes like this are important to keep in mind as well.
100%. Nothing I've been giving mostly to Israel in terms of new gift, but I've been giving to units in the IDF. I've been giving to all sorts of hospitals and other causes in Israel. But I can tell you that the battle that we're fighting and that you're leading or partially leading in the United States is actually as important as the battles that are being fought overseas. I think, you know, we're fighting battles every day. You know, go up to Columbia University, which I did a few weeks ago. Go up there and in our city, in our home, and see what the people are saying over there, what they're doing, and what the rallies are about. I think, you know, I think somebody who hasn't seen the last year and a half coming back from some island in the South Pacific would be shocked to see what's going on college campuses. You know, I was at, I'm on the board of Yeshiva University, and Rabbi Berman leading an unbelievable effort to show the right way, and the right way that a college campus and a college can operate. And I think that with the Mitzner Lieberman Center of Ethics and Jewish Morality and all sorts of other things, but also the fact that we're fighting the fight on behalf of college students all around the world. And I think that you look at that, you say to yourself, this is the way a college should be operating. Dan Loeb was one of the chairmen of the dinner on Sunday night, and he basically said that my college, I think he went to Harvard, and he said the colleges that I sponsored and that my friends have sponsored, we're not gonna play that anymore.
They all disappointed us, those colleges.
Yes, and I think he's given a nice donation to Yeshiva University, and I think a bunch of others, big donors to colleges, like all across the country. Bill Ackman,
right,
gave a nice donation on Sunday night. I think literally everybody is starting to think that Yeshiva University is something very special, and it really is, and I think that's a great cause. But going back to what you do, Nachum, I think we need you desperately in the fight, and I think that everybody should support you. I will continue to give what I gave last year and the year before. I'll do that, plus I'll add on another $1,000.
Wow.
Think that you really need the help, and if other people can't step forward, and they should, we all should help you out.
God bless you, Phil. Thank you so much. You keep referring to the fights. I'll remind you to continue the good fight and to continue with your leadership on both sides of the world, because as you indicated about us, I'll say it about you, we need it now more than ever.
Thank you. I'm actually going to Israel tonight, and hopefully I'll
We said that we might see each other on Hanukkah.
Yeah. I'll be there through next Shabbos. So I'm looking forward to it every time I go. Even though I go so often, I love being there. So.
Maybe you'll be lucky enough to bump into my new Sabra granddaughter.
You're 100% right. I look forward to it. That's great.
Thank you so much, Phil. See you in Jerusalem.
I'll see you in Jerusalem. Stay well, everybody.
And thank you so much for your generosity. Phil Rosen, leading by example. surprising us with an increase of what his normally very generous donation is, and I thank him for that. And I thank all of you who've been responding. FJBUnity.org, FJBUnity.org. We will thank some of the people who've gone ahead and helped us overnight in just a few minutes. More coming up at JM in the AM.